Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press, joins us each Friday. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
Quite a shocking story, actually, about New York and the release or lack of release of rent aid.
Right. So New York has sent out, just $117,000 in COVID rent relief money. That was as of Monday when the state finally released some test payments. But I spoke with Senator Brian Kavanaugh, who chairs the Housing Committee, and he said that represents just aid to maybe a dozen households. It's just far too little when we're getting closer to the expiration of the state's eviction moratorium on August 31st.
Also, a related COVID story, which has to do with the number of vaccinated people who've tested positive for COVID-19. We are hearing these stories, but it's 8,700, which is a tiny fraction, really.
The State Department of Health told AP earlier this week that just 8,700 people who have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19 have now tested positive. That's a running tally since December when vaccinations began. Typically, these sort of breakthrough cases are mild. No vaccine is perfect, so occasionally fully vaccinated people will get infected. But we definitely are seeing a big uptick in COVID cases in New York, with a rising percentage of those cases being from the Delta variant, at least in New York City. And we're now seeing a surge in hospitalizations, with increases largely in New York City, as well as other counties, including Long Island's Nassau and Suffolk. And Erie is seeing an increase in hospitalizations, too. So is Broome County and Oneida. So it's sort of becoming a more statewide issue, potentially.
Well, now let's go for a campaign fundraising update from the Democratic and Republican sides of the aisle, and you might be a bit surprised.
Right. Last week, the governor released campaign finance filings, and so did others who are running to unseat him. Lee Zeldin reported raising $4 million. That is well above the $2.3 million that the governor himself brought in. The governor is pointing to the fact that, well, he has a $18 million campaign war chest, but, observers say that, this is a pretty good showing for Zeldin and a warning sign for the governor, who's seen a drop in support for sure amid the allegations and investigations on the state and federal level.
Marina, thanks. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Great.